With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. This afternoon, we're continuing our series looking at the impact of the novel coronavirus pandemic on science in Montana. Last week, the university system in Montana started to slightly relax restrictions on research and lab work, but labs across the state continue to grapple with how to keep their experiments on course. Sophia Stewart Rossi reports.
To prevent the spread of COVID-19, researchers and scientific labs across the state are teleworking if possible, slowing down their lab work, and social distancing when they get into the office.
I have a mask right now. I just took it off so that it wouldn't muffle my voice.
Emily Moore, a postdoctoral researcher at an evolutionary genomics lab at the University of Montana, took a break from her work looking at the genetic makeup of a one-of-its-kind organ, the placenta, for a Zoom call. Moore is considered an essential person in her lab, meaning she is one of a couple who are regularly allowed inside. She's required to check if freezers are working, ongoing samples are safe, and other tasks. But Moore says it's lonely not spending time with peers.
I can't wait for it to be over. I'm ready.
Other labs are cutting back on-site staffing, too. At the Flathead Lake Biological Station, more than 30 people are ordinarily researching side by side, but now only two are allowed inside at once. Adam Bauman, freshwater research lab manager, is measuring pollutant levels in water. This work helps maintain Flathead Lake as one of the cleanest in the world.
If you get bored doing it, you're doing something wrong.
Like other labs working across the state during the pandemic, Bauman has to manage how to keep research going with limited staff, which could delay when important data will be collected and create a backlog of work at the world-renowned center.
You know, the uncertainty of all this is one of the most challenging pieces. Definitely keeps me up at night sometimes.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.
This story is supported by a grant from the National Geographic COVID-19 Emergency Fund for journalists. Thanks for listening. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.